But I want to read you something from Valentinus. Valentinus was a second century teacher. He was a Gnostic. He was probably the greatest of all the Gnostic teachers. He lived in the second century, in the mid-second century, as I said. He was educated in Alexandria, which was the fount of all wisdom in the Western world at that point. He then went to Rome, where he had the reputation of being a wonderful teacher. Even his detractors in the church had to acknowledge that he was a wonderful teacher. So much so that he was considered at one point to become a bishop. All right, he was rejected, and it's obvious if you read about him why, because he actually taught the exact opposite of what the church taught. All right, most of his stuff was burned. Right? There are very, very few fragments of his work. The one extant work is the Gospel of Truth, and even though his name does not appear on it, almost all scholars would agree that Valentinus is the one who wrote it. And I want to just read you a short excerpt from that. All right. When the Word came into the midst, and the Word is capitalized, and by Word, in another place in the Gospel of Truth, he says the same thing, but he uses the word truth. But he's talking about Jesus. Right? When the Word came into the midst, the one that is within the heart of those who utter it, it is not sound alone, but it became a body. Right? When the Word came into the midst, it became a body. A great disturbance took place. All were shaken and disturbed because they had no order nor stability. Error, which basically would be Valentinus' word for what we call the ego, the error was upset, not knowing what to do. It was grieved, in mourning, afflicting itself because it knew nothing. When knowledge drew near, now the word Gnostic means knowledge, and so to the Gnostics, knowledge would be the same way the word is used in the Course. Right, meaning that that's an equivalent of heaven. When knowledge drew near it, this is the downfall of error and all its emanations. Error is empty, having nothing inside. All right, what Valentinus is talking about is probably the closest we would ever get to what the reaction of the world was to Jesus coming into it. Right. A great disturbance took place. All were shaken and disturbed because they had no order nor stability. You know, the Course tells us over and over again, the ego has no stability. You know, in fact, it says at one point, there's nothing more unstable than a tightly organized thought system. Because right? Right? It's so tight because it doesn't want to be proven wrong. So within it is its own instability, pretending to be certain. Right? It was upset, not knowing what to do. It was grieved in mourning, afflicting itself because it knew nothing. And it knew nothing because it was nothing. And yet it's in the presence of this everything, of pure knowledge. When knowledge drew near it, this is the downfall of error and all its emanations. Error is empty, having nothing inside. Right? That is no different from what people should feel with this Course. This Course should be most, most disturbing. If you really knew what it was saying. This Course is no different in its appearance in the world than Jesus' appearance 2,100 years ago. It's an expression in form, very different form. One seemed to be a person, the other seems to be a book. But its message is exactly the same. What you believe, what you think, what you feel, what you experience is not the truth. Now you can understand why the early church burned almost all the Gnostic writings. Not all the Gnostic writings were on the same high level as Valentinus. But they were teaching something that was much closer to the truth. For example, they taught that God did not create the world. They're adamant on that subject. That the biblical God was what we would call the ego. But all that had to be destroyed. Right? And its thought systems buried. Because it represented the downfall of the ego. I mean, if you think of the ego as being this thought system of darkness, of being separated from the light of truth, then what happens to the darkness when you turn a light switch on? The darkness is gone. Well, Jesus was that light. This course is that light. But it's terrifying. Because you're being confronted page in and page out, lesson in and lesson out. You're being confronted with statements that belie your own existence. And what do you do with that? You do what the world did 2,100 years ago. You make believe he didn't say it. And then you change it. And if you don't change the teaching, you certainly change what your experience is of the teaching. And you drag it down to your own level instead of trying to be raised up to its level. I used to tell a story I haven't told in a while, and I think I have in one of my books. Those of you who know the music of Richard Wagner, the great 19th century composer, would know that his operas are very, very long. They're magnificent, but they're very long. And when one of his operas was put, I think it was Die Walküre, some critics were criticizing because it was so long. And Franz Liszt, who was the great composer, pianist actually, and he was a great champion of Wagner, right, wrote a letter in which he said, one should not carp at Wagner for his length. Instead, one should come up to where he is. Very, very wise. All right, that's what I would say about this course. Rather than bringing it down to where you are, which the course itself does, by the way, with its language, that you want to grow into where it is. You don't want to make the mistake that the early followers of Jesus made. That his presence was so threatening, devastatingly threatening, so disturbing, on monumental proportions, that they had to change everything around.